GWA. Horsey here. It's another lazy Sunday morning. I'm in bed. I had my coffee and then I started thinking about a follow-up to the last audio that I recorded, the one called Good Girl, with the mommy, daddy, and shy girl. And I started thinking about the scenario and how it could go. And as I was thinking about it, I was getting hornier and hornier. I didn't really feel like acting it all out. That actually takes energy, you know? And I'm feeling lazy and horny. So, instead, I thought I might try to do my first ever, I think, Ramble Fap, where I would tell you about that fantasy, but not actually act it out. And while I was telling you about it, I would also be, well, my fingers would be acting it out between my legs. Well, my fingers and probably my vibrator too. So, anyhow, this sequel, I guess, would have a different tone. I got a request to do a sequel that was a little more rapey or had a punishment, a theme to it. So I don't know what this girl did. And by the way, if you have any issues with age play or incest, this could be a grown woman playing a girl. It doesn't have to be a daughter. It's whatever you want. But in my imagination, it's a daughter. So she's done something naughty. And mommy is mad. And she calls her over and says, "Listen, Miss Missy, you've been very, very naughty. And I need to teach you a lesson so that you don't do that ever again. You're going to get a spanking. Oh, yes, you are. Turn around and lift up your skirt. No, you pull down your own panties." come here and lie over my knee. And then mommy starts giving her a spanking. And after a few spanks, mommy starts rubbing her butt cheeks in between every spank. And at some point, the girl starts begging and pleading for mommy to stop. And mommy says, that begging might work on your daddy, but it doesn't work on me. And keeps spanking her for a little bit more. But then her hands start wandering between her butt cheeks and lower between her legs. And her finger dips between the girl's pussy lips. And she starts sliding her finger up and down the little girl's pussy lips. Sliding her finger up and down baby girl's pussy lips. Rubbing her clit a little bit. And in this fantasy, just to be clear, I'm the mommy, but I'm also the little girl somehow. So right now my own finger is sliding up and down my pussy lips. I'm rubbing my clit. And mommy says, just you wait until daddy comes home. In a menacing tone. And the girl says, oh, please don't tell daddy. And mommy says, it's too late. I've already told him and he'll be home any minute. And then, like clockwork, the door opens and daddy's home. Speak of the devil. Daddy, come over here and look at baby girl's red butt cheeks. I've got her ready for her punishment. She's all ready for you, Daddy. She's even slightly wet. I think I'm going to turn my vibrator on now. Can you hear it? When daddy comes home, things start getting more exciting. Daddy walks over to take a look. She's still lying over my lap. He reaches out, touches her ass. Lightly stroking it with his long fingers. He looks at me and says, you did a good job getting her ready. And then his hand goes where mine was before and dips down between her legs. And he pulls pulls it out and looks at his fingers. To see if they're wet. And they are. And then he takes both his hands and starts massaging her ass. And when he's doing that, every once in a while, he pulls her ass cheeks apart and takes a look. And he tells her to get off my lap and kneel over the couch and spread her legs so he can get a good look. And Daddy likes to inspect. Everybody gets inspected by Daddy. There's a long period of silence while he just looks. That baby girl's ass and pussy. And then he extends his leg and pushes her knees apart further with his shoe. And his hands reach to his belt. And he unbuckles it. She can hear that. She can hear the zipper coming down. He pulls his cock out and strokes it. He's not hard yet, though. He tells her to turn around and lie on the couch. He takes off his pants and gets on the couch up by her head, and he kneels over her shoulders. He says, "Open your mouth, baby girl." So she does. And he says, "Lick your lips." So she does. He takes his cock and pushes it down on her lips with his thumb. And lets it lie there, half hard. "Kiss it," he says. She looks up at him with her big eyes and shakes her head a little bit. Mommy comes in then and says, "You do as Daddy says and kiss his cock. Right now." Those puppy dog eyes might work on him, but they don't work on me. So she gives it a small, soft, hesitant kiss. He takes his cock and rubs it around her lips and starts slowly pushing it in her mouth. Mommy says, "Stick your tongue out." you see a little pink tongue sliding out underneath his cockhead. She can't go anywhere because he's got her trapped. His cock and balls right in her face. She's got a close-up view. Daddy's balls look huge. So close up. And his cock looks like a fat hose lying on her tongue and lips. He starts moving his hips back and forth just a little to make his cock slide up and down her tongue. Just inside her mouth. I just turned my vibrator up one notch. And then he says, it's time for me to feed you my cock. Because he's getting harder. And she doesn't want to. So he holds her head between his hands and forces her to take it. At first, just an inch as he starts pumping his hips. Then another inch and she's shaking her head. And he tells her to stop shaking. Take it like a good girl. And that does something when she hears that she can be a good girl for him. So she stops shaking her head. And she lets him invade her mouth. And his hips start pumping faster. When he feels like it's too deep for her, or she starts gagging, he pulls it out all wet with her spit and drags it across her cheeks, nose, forehead. And paints her face with her saliva. Shiny. Wet. Cock. And he guides it back into her mouth. With his thumb pressing down on it. Down over her tongue to the back of her throat. Pumping it in and out. And mommy can watch his ass cheeks pumping from behind where she's sitting. Mom. Mommy decides she wants a better view. So she gets up, walks over, to the daughter's head and holds it there. And holds it there with one hand while she slides her other hand between her own legs. And when Daddy sees that, he feels like he's gonna start to come, so he's not done with his punishment yet, so he pulls out of her mouth and tells her to get back on her knees. And she says, "What are you gonna do, Daddy?" And Mommy says, "Don't ask questions, just do what Daddy tells you to do." And Daddy says, "Be a good girl and get on your knees for Daddy." I saw something I wanted before, I'm gonna take it now. So again, wanting to be good for her daddy, she gets on her knees. He pulls her ass cheeks apart and looks at her tight little pink butthole. He tells her to suck his finger, his middle finger, and she takes it in her mouth and sucks on it. She tries to do a good job, earnestly sucking on it. She wants to be a good girl for him. And then he takes his finger, his wet finger, and probes her asshole, making circles, poking, twisting his hand around, pressure on her little pink butthole. Then he takes his cock, which is so hard right now, and he spits on it. And takes his hand and slides that all around his cock. His cock and slaps her butthole with it, and it makes a sticky, slappy sound. Mommy looks at her face. She looks scared. Pleading with Mommy with her eyes. Mommy takes pity and tells her this won't hurt. And then Daddy takes his cock in and starts pushing it against that tight little pink butt. Just a little, baby girl. Just a little bit. Be good. Take it. saying you were very naughty. And these are the consequences. Daddy's holding her butt cheeks open with his thumb and pressing forward. Oh, God. Mommy takes her fingers that have her pussy juice all over them and feeds them to baby girl, sliding 3 fingers, 4 fingers in her mouth, all the way back, tickling the back of her throat. So she starts gagging, and she can't protest anymore. Well, Daddy finally penetrates that tight little hole. And he moans when he does, because it's the tightest thing he's ever felt around his cock. Tighter than mommy's asshole. Tighter than baby girl's pussy last weekend. Oh, fuck. It's so tight he can only get the head of his cock in. But he slides it in and then pops it out. He likes when the ridge of his cock head pops in and out of that hole. He grabs her hips and starts small, fast little pumps in and out. And she's moaning against mommy's fingers. And daddy says, oh, fuck. Baby girl, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. And after he comes in her butt, well, does anybody really care about the rest? After he comes in her butt, blah, blah, blah. GWA. And there you have it. I don't know if that was any good as a ramble fab. It's a little bit hard to talk and fantasize for me at the same time. It's not something I usually do. Usually I just have little snippets of images going through my head of really filthy stuff. There's not really a beginning, a middle, and an end. So this was different, and I'm not sure if it was, you know, hot for you. I hope that at least a couple people will enjoy it, and I'll see you around. All right. Bye.